You can't fool all of the people all of the time about immigration. Commentary. There's an old saying attributed to Abraham Lincoln: you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. 3 years into his presidency, Joe Biden has run into the last sentence of that aphorism as he attempts to fool all Americans into believing that either that he wants to fix the border crisis or that Republicans are to blame for it. In his recent State of the Union address to Congress, President Biden was praised as fiery and energetic by friendly press outlets, but even they had to admit that the speech was more campaign stump speech than national status report. The right-leaning Federalist claimed Mr. Biden lied 30 times. And even Roll Call, which news website and media monitor All Sides calls center-leaning, fact-checked the speech and found it included misleading claims on inflation, crime, clean energy investments, wages. Roll Call's list of Biden's false or misleading claims missed the biggest one of all: his attempt to blame Republicans in Congress for the disaster at the border that was actually caused by his executive actions. Even so, what bothered the left was that the president had gone off script and called Jose Ibarra, the Venezuelan accused of killing college student Laken Riley, an illegal. Mr. Biden apologized for that faux pas in an interview with MSNBC 2 days later, saying, "I shouldn't have used illegal, it's undocumented." But in fact, Ibarra, while illegally in the United States, was indeed documented. Biden's Department of Homeland Security documented him when it paroled him into the United States temporarily and on a case-by-case basis, as the law requires, allowing him to enter the country with no criminal background check in his native country. This was despite reports that Ibarra has tattoos indicating membership in a violent gang, which should have triggered further investigation. "I am not going to treat any of these people with disrespect," Mr. Biden told Jonathan Capehart in the interview. "They built this country." Presumably, by these people, Mr. Biden meant young men such as the Ibarra brothers. Mr. Biden would like Americans to ignore the distinction between congressionally authorized immigration and the mass illegal migration of unvetted aliens that he has facilitated during his 3 years in office. "We have to control the border, and more orderly flow," the president told Capehart. By orderly flow, Mr. Biden means processing into the country as many inadmissible aliens as physically possible. This has been his policy from the very beginning of his administration, as this ex-compilation of Biden's statements makes clear. Despite the president's falsehoods in his speech and protestations to Capehart, however, a recent CBS poll showed 45% of Americans thought the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is a crisis. That has the spin doctors working overtime. Defending Biden's border policy on CNN, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas again claimed, "This system has been broken for decades, that the administration has been trying to fix it from day one, and that there is a magical bipartisan solution in Congress that Republicans are refusing to pass. Legislation is the enduring solution," said the man who has deliberately ignored existing legislation for 3 years. Mayorkas has refused to return asylum applicants to Mexico, detain or deport illegal aliens as he is legally required to do, and has made up programs to mass parole them into the United States, which the law does not authorize. Raul Ortiz, the head of the 21,000-strong U.S. Border Patrol until summer 2023, recently said he had never once met with President Biden or Border Czar Kamala Harris. Ortiz said most definitely the White House has sent mixed messages to would-be illegal migrants. Not so. The Biden message has been clear and consistent: enter the United States illegally, and you have a better than even chance of being allowed to stay indefinitely. You'll even get in ahead of those who try to lawfully navigate the immigration system and wait their turn in line. Cross without identification, and you can give yourself a new name, date of birth, and history that will never be verified. The world heard Biden's message, and they came. They are coming still, from a greater variety of countries, in greater numbers. keeping the borders open to please Biden's radical base while blaming Republicans in Congress for the results appears to be the White House communication strategy. Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends, Mr. Biden claimed after a visit to the border at the end of February. But as roll call columnist David Winston wrote, simply saying the same things more aggressively won't convince voters. After 3 years, Mr. Biden has made his case. He wants billions more tax dollars to facilitate the smooth flow of essentially unlimited immigration by foreigners who have no right to enter the country other than what rights he confers through stretching executive powers beyond credibility. Mr. Biden owns the consequences and will have to defend this position, not use the smokescreen he attempted to conjure at the State of the Union to conceal it. Reprinted by permission from the Daily Signal, a publication of the Heritage Foundation.